So you're one of them culprits there that was.
Yeah,
just...
man. Sometimes we like go around the whole room of the toilet. Yeah.
So why? Is this just to cause terror? Just to.
No, man. You see, me, we grew up in a house with Wally Pa cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Wally Pa woman.
Yeah.
And my grandmother teach me, I can't put my hand on a woman or I can't do nothing bad to a woman. So I have to just be passive aggressive. So, like my cousin them, yeah. Like when they would do something, I like get away with it.
Yeah.
Like they would like they would do some sympathy, like change the fan, like mm-hmm. turn the fan off of me.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'd be like, yo, such and then I say, leave her alone. You know them things that a girl always get away.
Yeah, I know. You're just like, oh, so me, me.
So,
okay.
so me used to be like, I watch a style.
This is what I see. That.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Let me. Welcome to the Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and I am here with my co-host, Crooks.
Bang, bidi, bidi, bang, badang, badang.
Bing, ba, bradi, bidi, bim, badang, badang. Them catch me and rob me. Them catch me and rob me.
Crazy.
Crazy. But people, don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. Me know me tormented.
Yeah, people. Let me tell them something about this podcast here, right? I want to say every week, right? Every week, every episode, I arrive at the studio and I am greeted with a new setup and Dale going, listen, and I know last week we figured it out, right? But hear me out. All right, watch this. Suppose we just get rid of that table there.
Yeah, we just right. Because the color height and the contrast.
Yeah, it's like,
it out of the way.
Well, all right. So what if we just shift round everything?
We have to figure it out, my too much destruction and peace motion.
Chuchu. Destruction hour?
What?
Wait, so too much destruction hour?
Peace motion, man.
Mishmosh.
No. No, man. Sometimes you can't eat a mishmosh, man. Yo, remember the people. Make sure not like and subscribe. You know. Also, we want the people tell we what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because apparently, you know, them just have us two like drunk, man.
Yeah.
We're high.
Yo, people are messaging me like, dog, what on the bun before that conversation?
Like, what do you think about before them?
I was like,
wait till them hear that one. Yeah.
I was like, damn, they'll even smoke him just mad naturally. You know?
All right. This is what me I got to talk about for that one. You know. So, you realize, like, we as Jamaicans, you know, we have some of the craziest, like, names.
Yes. The Jamaican naming scheme is, I think, top tier. Like, nicknames and...
I feel like we simplify the nicknames them, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not really, like, extra. Like, for instance, at Cafe.
Yeah.
Whoever the person that passed this as this Cafe to me.
Yeah.
Him name at Cafe. You know?
Yeah, man.
I'm a member.
At Cafe. Yeah, man. Who that? At Cafe.
That's crazy.
And that's just...
Our Bill word.
So my interest in the Jamaican naming thing, especially nicknames, this is one thing that's always puzzled me. The nicknames that is a whole other government name.
Wow.
Right? We can comments, please. No, what me I talk about.
Yeah, like, why Jamaica the only place in the world me know where me would know a man named Andrew for all of my life and then find out say him name all David Skillinskin or
brother, me have a, all right.
Tyrone.
You see the year that I went to Judges, right? Mm. Me have a bridge in the name Fred. Everybody calls him Fred. I know him as Fred. Him Fred. Introduce himself as Fred.
Him Fred.
A Fred him name, right? Well, in class, I sit like maybe two seats across from Fred, right? And I hear, Odane? I was like, Who is Odin? I was like, dog, why your name Fred? Why is everybody calling you Fred? One day, me there beat you and me there fling some stone, you know? And the man them say, Fred. Who that Fred?
I just name Fred.
You just been Fred forever.
For 7 years now, your name Fred.
Yeah, Fred your name now.
You know what crazy? So, my virgin, when I meet him, I meet him as manager.
Was he in the live?
In that text of the live.
Yeah.
So, me don't know what manager name, you know? I've never been manager name.
Forever.
And the reason why them call him manager, so we used to play football. And manager was like always the youth where him and the coach them would have close. And the coach them would have be like, yo, manager, yo, make sure you say this deal with our manager would have deal with whole heap of administrative things.
Yeah.
For the football side.
So he was literally the manager.
Manager. Bear in mind, we don't know him name. Matter about the principal, like principal at Kingston College can't tell your manager name right now. Manager, teacher, don't know him name.
Just manager, yeah, present.
I mean, I tell you, a man watching this podcast right now know who me I talk about and can't tell me him name. Him just name manager.
The names, I feel like Jamaicans are really good at naming people and things that's it name now.
And it not gonna change.
It not gonna change. A manager, your name now. You know what I mean? And we're not gonna call you nothing else. We're no business where you're. Parents them did call you. You name manager. Is it me?
Who me think used to come up with some crazy name? Like, my grandmother would have come up with some phrase where like say she go like beat you. Alright, where is far to you?
Where is far?
Yeah, like if something far, how would I describe far?
I mean, my favorite one is Donga Woi Woi.
Alright.
Yeah.
My grandmother would have said West Bobo Fuck.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, I've heard that one. West, you know.
West. No, God, your cardinal
God,
points.
God, no, sir. There is other bubble fucks.
There's other bubbles. But are the West one far.
Straight.
And I'm always with her. And like, I remember one time my grandmother looked at me and she said, you just are staring at me morning.
Yeah, all right. So I've heard that. That one, the always like...
What is the man what like? What do you mean me staring at your man in? Like you have a like,
is your eyeball your man in? Like what you mean? Like what did
like me staring at your man in?
A minute, brother.
Me still carry up my brain on that already.
Comments, help us out with that one there. Cause some of them I feel like some of them so rooted in
Jamaican culture.
That is like it expands so far, we'd even remember where it are forward from.
Yo, you know, all right. This is going to be the high school. This is going to be the primary versus prep challenge.
All right. All right.
Have you ever played Manning?
No, I've never played.
You have no idea what Manning is.
I have no idea what that is.
Comments. Comments. What is Manning? If you know what Manning is, just make crooks know what Manning is.
Please help me out. What?
Manning is a game we played in primary school. It's basically when me see you for the first time. You see, if you don't say Manning to me, I am allowed to thump you or box you while saying it.
Okay, so is this a time-based B word?
It's not really B word, but yeah. So like me, say I walk in a class, and the person don't see me can like shot them a box. Morning.
That is crazy.
And people don't understand why I'm so attentive to time.
Yeah, because if you never
listen to me,
you don't get a hot box.
So like some people like. Forget for say good morning and good evening, and me will never forget that. Because playing morning in a primary school.
Yeah. You're allowed for shot them a box if I'm not telling
you. Me can kick you too. Me can do anything.
You can do anything. Okay, wow.
As long as me just shout you and say morning.
Yeah.
I just straight boot off. The straight booty buff.
Yo, why were our games so violent? B-word crazy still in a bro.
The concept of B-word itself not even make no sense.
It don't, all right.
I for must the, rub my chin every time I mention a B. Hey, yeah. This is for Americans. Y'all probably don't know what this means.
Yeah, this is.
Okay. You know, there's Americans in in the chat right now. We got it. Sometimes I gotta, you know, because you're English crooks. So crooks got the patois. That's like
the patois is crazy.
The patois. So crooks patois. Everybody can understand crooks patois. Now, in order for y'all to understand me, yeah. I gotta talk like this. And I don't like talking like this.
You got to put the twang on it, which sounds crazy.
So I got a twang. I don't know how to, so crooks know how to speak proper in Jamaican. I don't know how to do that shit. Either I'm speaking like this, or I'm going to talk like Jamaican.
There's no,
now I don't have a,
there's no balance.
I don't have an in between. This is it. Now that I'm talking like this, I might end up speaking like this for the rest
the
of the
whole show. It's an addictive accent, to be fair, though.
It all depends, though, because it's harder if I'm speaking with you.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to somebody that's not Jamaican, it's much easier, and I can do this as long as I want.
Yeah.
But talking like this to you, you'll never take me seriously. And then you're going to just be looking at me all the time. Now, everybody in the comments is like, ew!
Like, yo, what? I'm ready to talk so bro. It's like, dog, it's me. It's me in the dark.
Now everybody in the comments like, yo, ew.
Yo, why he talking like that? No. Ew. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So for those who don't know, right, B-Word is a game that we play in, I don't know if other Caribbean countries. Just, let me know if anywhere else plays this.
I just feel like Jamaica.
It feels very Jamaican. I never heard anybody else talk about it, but maybe, you know, maybe them play it in the other islands,
yeah.
Who knows, right? So this is a game that goes on for as long as you decide to play.
It never ends. You have to say broke or something like that.
Yeah,
you have to leave the game.
Yeah, you have to do a pinky thing, like, oh yeah, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And you have to exit the game, but it can stay forever, mm-hmm. right? This is a game where everybody who agrees, right, they agree to the terms that if you or anyone is seen saying a word that starts with B and you are not scratching your chin,
if you don't rub your chin,
they're allowed to smack the life out of you. Once, though.
One box.
Yeah, you're allowed one box for every time you say a B word.
I know that, too.
But you're allowed one box from every person also.
No, not really. The problem with that is if you rub your chin too long, apparently that is like a penalty. And you get a box for that.
Yes. So you can't just be
you
doing
can't
this
just
all
do
the
this
time.
All the time.
Just to protect yourself.
Because
you know?
Get a box.
Yeah. So it's like you have to now just be very mindful. Can I say? All right. I'm going to say be mindful. And when I get a box right now, come on now. You know what I mean?
Craziest B-word story.
Yeah.
Remember one time, me and Bridget play B-word and me never in a them class. Mm-hmm. So me seen a 6'2".
Yeah.
At the time, Bridget in a 6'1". Mm-hmm. I just remember I walk past him class. Mm-hmm. I see him stand up. And I don't know if, but for some reason, me hear him say, but. Can I stand up in a class like teacher ask him questions? Mm-hmm. She said, put your hand behind your back. And the dog said, but I'm going to hear it. And
this is him getting punishment in
this
class.
This is in him class. Me not in him class.
You're not in his class.
Me not in him class.
Okay. Okay.
But when me mm-hmm. hear it, me just couldn't make it slide. Me little brother, me running out of the dark class and like jump like, this is Sparta!
Just what? What?
brother, I'm a boxing man. I'm a boxing man. Here, the teacher said, Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ!
I can't imagine what was going through like the teacher's mind. Say
a B-word with that player.
You know what I mean? Like, just everybody just. How you as a teacher? I wonder if there's any teachers in the comments. I don't know how I'd handle just watching all the students join a game, bro, where them smack the life out of
another. Bro, I feel like teaching in Jamaica, any teachers in the chat, just make you know how you feel, but not even in Jamaica. Bro, teaching has to
got
be...
Got here too crazy.
Listen to me. Because the teachers in Jamaica could at least beat me. Mm-hmm. There was some fear.
Yeah.
There was, like, my grandmother, I can't believe it, but I remember, like, seeing my brethren get beaten and mm-hmm. his mother come back at school and she was furious. Like, mm. she didn't want to, like, fight the teacher.
Mm.
And then a little bit after that, I just remember my grandmother looking to the teacher and be like, listen to me, I'm going to tell you something. Don't make him back talk, you know. Me, beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Box him, kick mm-hmm. him, beat him. Just not broke no bone.
Yeah, that was always the rule.
Just not broke no bone.
Just not broke nothing.
Whatever him do, beat him.
Yeah, man. And don't make she hear back say you don't have to get beaten to, you know. That's say, extra beating panta pint, you know.
Brother, I did have a teacher who did have a little board stick named Justice.
All right. Make a talk about this. Make a talk about this. I was talking to a mutual friend, Dunkley, right? I was talking to Dunkley one day, and Dunkley brought it to my attention. Now, bro, you realize that we have like a romanticized trauma with getting like punishment at school. Like, it was just like a regular thing.
It's
just
normal.
It
don't seem crazy to me.
Like, your teachers in Jamaica are allowed to like physically harm you.
And I don't think they should take it away.
Neither.
I went through it. No, fight me. But I think I needed that.
Yeah.
I think I needed it.
There's only one time I've ever gotten beaten by a teacher that I felt like was unfair. And it was only because it was like summer school. And I felt like, you're not even a real teacher. Like,
no,
why you...
No, you have to get beaten, see. Why you... So like, get it out of something.
Yeah.
So like, get it out of
no,
something.
It was like something like... What was it? It was like... I didn't do the homework, and it was like for every question.
You get like 2 slap.
Yeah, you get like, you get a slap for every question you never attempt on the homework. And I never do nothing. And I was just like, I mean, you know, it was like regular thing. But then after I left, I was like, you not even really, like, I know school this. You know, this is, they're a teacher group of students. This is not.
You still have to get beaten. Because here me learn with beating. And remember in the music hall boy school.
Mm-hmm.
You see, boy Pitney, us getting beaten does not help us with our discipline. You know?
Oh, no.
The beat, No. This is what people now understand.
I think it just refines how you go about it.
It just like, for instance, I am terrified of my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She beat me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Never stopped me from doing anything.
Did all the same things.
My grandfather never raised him on. Never put him on by me.
Yeah.
And he could have gotten me to do anything over she.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, There was a man that used to go to Kingston College that used to coach. He was a coach as well, but was a teacher, a PE teacher at Kingston College.
Yeah.
His name was Mr. Ferran.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, let me explain something to you. If you used to go to KC, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Mr. Ferran is the epitome of discipline.
Mm.
There is still no man today that I fear more than Mr. Ferran.
That's all like Mr. Meeks at Arden.
Yeah. And we had, let me explain something. I never see Mr. Ferran put him on nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He never need to do that. Brother, I remember like lunchtime and boys.
Yeah.
Everybody I make nice, I run up and down, are we in the class and the teacher try get off and stay silent. And bro, just the man presence.
Yep.
The man who, yo, brother,
walking as
brother, like, me see the man walking at the class one day and just put him on behind him and just look upon everybody. That's all him did need for though.
Yo.
And the fear of that man doing something to you was all he need.
Brother, I always feel like those teachers are like, You see a teacher where you can respect, that just, it just command respect.
You can't do nothing.
You can't do nothing.
Him not gonna raise him voice. Yo, me never see this man shout.
All right, now same thing with so Mr. Meeks was, if there's any 2000 to 2005 Arden Heights, them know Mr. Meeks.
Now, what, wait, say 18, what? any...
Them, forget that them time that you're just mad, you know. Them time
that
you're just
EAT, EAT, what?
The 2005 crew supposed to know Mr. Meeks, right? He was a science teacher, right? Him no raise him voice. Him no... It's like very calm. Very calm. But him no take no foolishness from nobody. Brother, remember one time, I think about 9th grade, we have science after lunch, right? So, you know, we'd have play football, you know, play football with like a tennis ball and something. So, I play ball and then run back. So, in a class late. Thankfully, I sit at the back of the class so me can, like, you know, the class have two door.
Yes,
so
we can see.
We
can,
so, I'm just, me and my bridging, eat and running and reaching at the class. So, we just sit down quiet, right? In my right upon the board. As soon as we sit down, we just start take out a book and take and just go out like everything cool. I'll just say, Mr. Crooks, Mr. Chambers, to the front of the class. Oh, Lord. Brother, we're in the front of the class and you're one of them, yeah. Yeah, man. Stand up like this for as long as...
When we feel like.
It was like, all right. Oh, Lord. Up, arms up. All right.
Mm-hmm. But guess what?
Oh.
At least the man did a give no, like, punishment. Yeah. Brother, one of the biggest, like, I would say... If I was somebody of authority,
mm-hmm.
and me see that.
Yeah.
I remember one time we used to have devotion.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, KC have two campus.
Yeah.
So we have Melbourne campus, and we're supposed to get a new principal.
Mm-hmm.
And me remember the man them just attack. Them I try to get their attention and just attack.
Mm.
New principal. This is
the principal.
You know? The new principal attack, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. We don't know this guy.
But
we
at the time, the principal, it's scary too.
Mm.
But we never knew him scary yet.
Mm. Okay, this is so like the first impression.
This is the first time I see him. And him did just, like, him did look, we just never laugh. It's like,
sure.
It's like, we don't know how if Kai turn on, say him is like, just as worse as Mr. Ferran. It turned out that he is the...
He's just as terrible.
Mr. Myra became probably worse.
Mm. we just did not know.
But
yet.
We never knew. This was the first time we encountered him.
Okay.
And everybody attacked Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And him, nah, said nothing to it.
Mm.
Mr. Myra, mm-hmm. say first time I meet with. Mm-hmm. Man, just stand up like this. Nobody, nah, nobody still not register say, is a Ferran pine told this. Like, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
The man did it. I wait for we stop talk, I will still attack.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Ferran just like, see what I go on, and just walk. And just stand up beside him and just look. You could have hear a pin drop in the whole school.
Because you're not embarrassed with Ferran.
You could have hear a pin drop in the whole school.
Yo!
Brother, that is the level of discipline
mm-hmm.
where me need for can't. Like, me not supposed to like raise my hand.
Yeah.
For lick my pitney or nothing like that. Me supposed to walk in our room.
Yeah.
And it's like, brother, I believe that man they used to levitate.
Oh. Okay.
Dog, me believe.
This is the principal.
Both of them.
Okay.
The first thing, you see, with the difference with him and Myri.
Mm.
So Mr. Ferran, we were so scared that we never knew the consequences of doing the wrong thing.
Mm.
So you see, because this was Mr. Myri's like first go in the school, it wasn't, we never knew yet.
Okay.
So we're like trying to know the consequence.
You're pushing boundaries.
Yeah.
To see one that can get away with.
First month of school that done.
Mm.
Man just expel. Man just expel. Man, I say, whoa, hey, wait. No.
Like, oh, say, hey,
wait,
hey,
no,
hey,
hey, hey, hey. What happened to like a detention or a suspension first? You knew.
You was like, no, we're not playing brother. None of that.
Me, I talk about like, we're there at school Wednesday, and it's like Friday, you sit down in your class and like, nobody know anything.
Yeah, I was like, yo, where all of the, let me get kicked out. What?
Like, brother, like, me remember like, fully like a train, and it would have been like, oh, yo, oh my, you know, have to come back tomorrow. Yeah. Me, I said, but, wait, what do you mean? You mean they might get expelled?
Like, it's over?
The man clean up the school in a a month.
Make it sound like him a fight crime.
No, it kind of was. It kind of was. We were definitely, but
yeah.
That's why I'm saying we never knew the severity.
Yeah, one that get involved with that.
Mr. Ferran, him was so strict that we never knew what would have happened if him don't do it.
Mm.
But with Mr. Myrie, we find out at that. And the thing is, Mr. Myrie is still probably the principal right now at KC. You know, KC is 100 years old now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a century.
Yes. Mr. Myrie is still the principal now. Yeah. And I am positive that the youth them at Kingston College right now don't.
Them probably a ghetto with.
No, they're not. But guess what? Them not even make it get to the.
To the point.
Maybe. That dead, that gone.
The reputation is already there.
The reputation set now, we are okay. If you want to continue going to this school,
yeah, just follow the regime because,
brother,
you slip your slide.
Brother, I'm sure where the man do one time. All right, so Casey, I mean, probably was that one I called them to start this.
Yeah.
So we used to believe, we never used to inform upon each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have shared the responsibilities for certain things.
Right.
Because we're not in farm.
So if we're not getting out of trouble, everybody getting
out
trouble.
Yeah, but look how we used to do it. Mm-hmm. We used to cuss bad word where every man apartheid.
Okay.
So say 40 man in the class.
Mm-hmm.
10 man that say go.
Mm-hmm.
Next 10 say suck. The next 10 say yo. And the next 10 say mother. You know, that's diabolic.
How did y'all set up a wave?
a wave. No, but we used to always.
Go suck you, man.
Exactly. So you can't punish me if I say go.
True.
You can't punish the next man if I say suck. You can't punish the next man if I say mother.
Okay, so we're just going to get super.
So we just get real technical.
Like I just mad at myself, sir, but you can't.
Exactly. We get real technical with the bad one, them.
Yeah.
One man say bum, next man say bo, and then that person say clot. So, and we are doing this, and we are getting over with it for a while.
Yeah.
And we just remember one day, the teacher get tired of it. This was doing like 10th grade.
Yeah.
And the teacher get tired of it. Remember, Mr. Myrie, feeling still new.
Yeah.
This is not even one term yet.
Okay, so still
new.
Yeah.
Man just walk in at the class. Man say, all right, and this is how you guys want to do it? Everybody go home. Say,
what do you mean everybody go home?
Sir, what do you mean? Like, the whole class?
Like, at even lunchtime yet, sir. Like,
and they're not, everybody never take part tonight. You know?
Yeah.
They were like real.
People who were just there, just minding.
You just in the class?
Yeah.
You just in another class. Man said, yeah, man.
Everybody leave. Everybody.
I am suspending 44 of you guys. The whole class. Like, if I go pay your record, you get suspended. The 44 out now. Not one. So now, anything happen, the whole class. Yo. No.
I can't imagine just being in the class. I just be like, yo, but bro, we never do nothing.
Brother. You know the funny, like, me remember going home to my grandmother trying to explain to her, say, yo, Irwa, I got suspended from school, but here, hear me out.
Listen, I didn't do nothing really, though.
But hear me out, though. I never did anything. My grandmother said, Dale, you have to be one of them. Me not care what I say, you.
Yeah, there's no way you're not apartheid.
Maybe somebody never did apartheid, but you specifically. Was taking part tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Especially considering your entire track record.
I'm not. So you see, whenever so I have like, the data, yeah. The data did against me.
Yeah, man. She said, yo, even if you not do it, everything,
brother,
your profile say you would have involved in brother, or something like that.
The data against me.
Jaja.
Brother,
Jaja.
Brother, that man they used to like, you never hear when him walk.
Mm.
Him don't raise him voice.
Mm.
You part him say you never hear when him walk.
Yeah.
Like the man would have just like.
He just appear.
Don't walk. This man float. and this is not on the school campus alone.
Just in general.
We're talking about everywhere.
Mm.
We're talking about like, my brethren, we used to sell bag juice.
Yeah.
And we are sell the bag juice and we are make a money. A lady all through the wall, lady named Aita,
mm-hmm.
used to sell bag juice through the wall.
Mm-hmm.
All the transaction is, we push $80 through the wall,
mm-hmm.
and Aita give me a bag of bag juice.
And then you just flip the bag juice then.
I'm going to flip the bag juice, I'm going to go back through the wall, Aita.
Yeah.
I remember pushing the $80 through the wall,
mm-hmm.
and somebody just hold on for my hand.
Hey! I can't imagine the terror.
Stop. Yo, brother, but I think you understand.
I can't imagine the level of terror.
Brother. Somebody just hold up a man. I'm just scared. You know the problem? The softness of it.
Yeah,
bro, it wasn't strong.
Yeah, it's just
one.
You got caught. You're
like,
it's over.
I got you.
Don't even try run off, you know.
I got you. Bear mind, you know. I cannot see who's behind this wall. It's a wall.
Yeah.
I am inside the school. That's a way to understand. Me in at the school. So in order for him to hold on to my hand, he must be literally the in at the yard where the bag juice are sell. Behind the school.
So him go round.
Go round.
So not more than him probably see you one day.
It wasn't me. It was just that's where everybody go.
Oh, that's okay. I'm just go around there one day.
Him just go around there one day.
Yeah, I'm see what I go on.
And just go around there. And me don't know if him like say something like, Aita, give me a minute right here. But me just remember I push through and me just feel like one sad. Brother, it's not like him. I don't feel like I saw the man stay
like
him,
you know, like, no.
No, the man never grabbed me and like that, brother.
Yeah.
The man just go so.
It's just go ahead and clock out for me, please.
I'll be, hear the funny part.
Pack your stuff up.
Hear the funny part. Him don't know what me, no.
Him just know somebody.
He just know somebody.
He just knows a student.
Just see the man just say, okay, just meet me at my office.
Wow.
I say, you think me a idiot?
Well, am I just
you think me a idiot?
You don't know who this is. I'm not gonna.
You think me a idiot?
You have to go call my bluff, you know, bro. Me never did it. Me don't know what
you think
about.
Me a idiot? That's what me I say.
Yeah.
Man, just take my watch off of me. the man just take off my watch.
Jaja.
Man, just take off my watch.
Oh, Lord. Man, hey, man. Yeah, we're going to see.
Man, just say. All right, Elliot. You'll be a train in a tree.
You thought you got away.
Brother.
But you're not catch. Yeah.
Brother, I fear. I fear ja. What the man used to have. Me feel like, yo, this man catch me already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so when we used to sell box lunch,
mm-hmm.
Me used to, so a man used to carry the lunch them.
So where you at? Wait a minute. Bro, are you Ed from Ed, Ed, and Ed? Like,
what do you mean? We have to hustle now.
Like, yeah, so I'm going to sell box lunch now. I was like, when were you selling box lunch?
We used to sell, brother, I sell box lunch. Sell, from there, Casey?
Yeah.
Sell so, box lunch.
Juice, box lunch.
Bag juice, box lunch, Brinky.
What is
donut.
Brinky?
Donut.
What is Brinky?
Brinky was like one little biscuit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a Shirley yeah. type situation.
So okay. my bridge so we meet a dog will sell box food.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a bridge get catch. So it's like, how the dog get catch? The dog used to carry the box lunch them come and at the wall.
Yeah.
And we would have take them. Anything I can see, we could have smuggled it in.
Just through the wall.
Over wall.
Yeah.
So the dog would have followed on the side, put the box on them.
Why
don't
you
can't
see like is a prison?
What do you mean?
Why are you smuggling in? Why are you smuggling in stuff?
This feel like we are dedicated an episode. Pick up yourself 100 year Kingston College. No, but it means to like dog would have carry Boji.
Mm-hmm.
Boji would have carried the lunch them.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for we get the lunch, then we have to start come up with more and more ways and quicker. So what we did come up with, we get a bunch of ties. And we tie them together so we can make a rope.
Okay.
And Boji would have the box lunch them and mm-hmm. we would have climbed up into the tree
mm-hmm.
and drop the tie. And then Boji would have tie the food to it and we'd have rope it up.
Bro, this is top tier shenanigans.
Yeah. No, bear in mind, you know, this affect the canteen, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is affecting
the finances of the school.
The canteen I make less money now. Because when me have okay, see at least 150 lunch I sell to Boji. Bear in mind, you know, I 40 you to a class, you know.
Yes.
At least 150. I have had orders. 150. Lunch.
That's what almost four classes worth of people.
Bear in mind, we in a high school.
Yeah.
And we don't know if this man have any food angler's permit. We don't know nothing. We don't know. We don't know where
that come
food.
From.
We don't know where my feed them little picnic.
Mm-hmm.
But when me at that age, there, me no care. No, yeah. Me a adult. Me a look back on it. That's
you're like,
crazy.
You're like, yo, bro, this was wild.
That's madness.
imagine, boy, you're like, yo. Thank God for them U-turn. I can make a food out
no
for
money,
them U-turn.
No money, yeah, dog did that. Make a money, man.
Yeah.
So, one day, while the dog in the tree,
mm-hmm.
I reel up the lunch them.
Mm-hmm.
I look. And, I don't know, I feel like a dark cloud. Did they near me? Because I never see my work.
Yeah.
But I just take my body.
Yeah.
Because I say, yo, all right then.
Just something wrong.
Something off.
Yeah.
But I'm going to class, I look through the window.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mario don't do nothing more than just walk go under the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And while my dog got a lower down the lunch, him just calling. The dog does, yo, me tell the other man stay.
it's like
how the dog and it just,
yeah.
The lunch just
if not,
come
while
right
up himself, like, all right.
Me never see this man sweat.
This is over. I hope you know that.
I hope you know. That I said, Darren. Darren. Let's come down, Darren.
Did they used to do like phone searches while you were there? Like, what was the thing? Yeah?
Phone was a big thing, but I think they missed stop phone.
Yeah, like phones were like okay after a certain while?
It was never okay.
Yeah.
But teachers did just stop.
Okay.
Because what had happened was there was one youth in my class.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is so severe, I can't call on him.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was a dog in my class.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog are using phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog say, yo, you're not getting my phone. So the teacher was like, oh, yo, someone a little youth feel like you're not a bad man. You don't feel like you're not a big man. All right, then. Fight me, because all right, then. We're not going to report it or nothing because you're a big man. Fight me, little youth. Come here, show you something in it today.
And it's crazy because in Jamaica, comments, this is okay. This is like...
This is the teacher and the
this
student.
This is the teacher squaring up against a student, right? This is perfectly fine. Like, you can literally just like, all right, since you're a big man, let's go fight.
Man like, was like, yo, since you're a big man, may I show you something to the little youth?
This is a 30-year-old man.
This is a man where clearly in his 30s.
Threatening like a 70.
This is a youth at 16. This is a 16.
Said, yo, all right. Six. Swing. Swing. Swing.
See, dog, stay, sir. Dog, sit down in the chair. Dog, I rock. And say, yo, I'm not getting my phone, general. Now I get my phone. Man says, I'm grabbing, man. Man says, sir, leg off of me. Yo, man says, sir, leg off of me. Man says, so you're a man. So you're a big man. Fight me like you're a big man then. So since you're a big man, fight me then. Fight me like you're a big man. Dog. My brother used to play rugby. Yo. 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 Anybody that know rugby? Anybody that know rugby?
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh God.
Teacher get mashed up. this teacher was obliterated.
Man, man stay, sir. So you leg off of me. Still a real brother. See, man, just stay so that. Be reminded of that. There's a desk in front of my bridging. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, but my bridging literally stand up. And like, him never move the desk at all. The man lift up the desk and the teacher. And give the man a suplex. Like the man does it.
Just.
Yeah. Boom!
Mm-mm.
Brother, the man beat the living hell, dog. I mean, I think you understand. Yo, yo, Crooks. You know, when you watch a fight,
yeah.
A fight two way. That was that's not a fight. Yo, dog. Brother, every man in the class, I look and I watch a teacher get beat to dog.
Just frazzling.
We're talking about at one point, the teacher was running and the man grabbing. Like he must say, yo, this is what you ask
for. I said, no, you said fight.
You said fight. This is what you ask for.
Jaja.
Brother, the man closed, tear up. The man face swell up. The man lick
bust up. Yo, man, I know.
But
why?
You know what the beauty about it?
What?
Him couldn't report it.
Because that we all agreed to that.
That's literally what he wanted.
This is, we agreed to this.
That's literally what he wanted.
So, here you go.
No, the craziest part was about that. This was in like October.
Oh, Lord.
And this man had to remain teaching us.
Yeah, because like you still have the whole rest of the semester.
And the craziest part was he had to pretend.
That didn't happen.
Like him never. Is, like, no. That specific student in the class don't exist. It was the most awkward thing for the whole year. Like the man literally tell a man, shut up. And like.
The man attacked to him.
And him attack. And like him and say, yo, stop attacking, you know? And he's like, so my virgin, that's looking like class. Man say, so sorry, me have strength for.
And I leave it up, bro. Yo, I don't know. Oh, as a.
Yo.
Yo, brother, and I leave. As I began, brother, no, transfer me to our next class or something, man.
Man, this is me have strength for. Me have strength for.
Oh, God.
Brother, I kid you not. That man did want all I would feel.
Jaja. I mean, what I'm most vexed now by at that point, the level of embarrassment.
The level of embarrassment for you challenge a student.
Yeah.
And him beat you up.
Crazy.
And you couldn't report it.
You couldn't report it. And now you gotta just like
yeah,
pretend.
Because you said fight your man, you think your man, fight me now.
And him fight you, I'm mash
him,
you up.
Him beat you. Yo, dog, me can't even say fight. It wasn't a fight, my youth.
Like you gotta throw a punch or something for it to be a fight. You gotta be
brother. Me tell you say judge. All right. May I try find? Yeah, I have the envy. Have
a piece of something. Yeah.
I have the vision in my brain. Mm-hmm. All right. Imagine you trying to like exit a door.
Yeah.
With your hand pan the door them, and somebody a hold on for your collar, and a draw you in back.
Oh, like you're trying to like.
Yeah, I have a whole empire like this.
Oh, Lord. And you're supposed to be the person of authority.
And you are the person.
Situation.
Yo, just imagine the remainder of the year him have when.
Just.
Brother, him couldn't talk to nobody in the class again. Brother, him couldn't talk to nobody in the class again.
Oh, so me have strength for. All right, cool. No, man.
Brother, following day, the man, father class, mm-hmm. say, I have a heart to heart conversation with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the man, I say, yo, I want the best funeral. I want the best funeral. We just need to be respectful. We need to do this thing. You know, me come here somewhere where I work, me I teach. Just need to take in the lesson because it's not easy out there and road hard. And I'm in half a day, so I struck, and the man, I go out. And the dog.
Where was that yesterday? Where was this heart to heart yesterday?
And the man start tear up. Man start like tear up. And we just remember my bridging. Zachary just looked upon him. Zachary said, but, sir, a ball.
My Shayla.
Dog.
Yo.
Dog. All boys school. Dog.
Yo.
All boys school, my youth.
Abali is crazy word.
Like, man say, sir, Abali. Or dog. Yo, imagine a man not blinking for like the next hour.
Just.
Nah, blink. Just now,
if yeah, man,
dog, something missing. Ice cream, like. Dog, me see a teacher so petty, and my version were petty, and the teacher beat that level of petty there. One woman teacher, the dog, I do something, and she write a detention.
Yeah,
every single time the dog take detention and tear it. Be reminded of. Once she write the detention, you know, and she tear it off, whether you tear the detention, whatever you do, you
that's
still have
already
the detention.
Like,
that's logged
that's on
in.
Your record now.
Yes, it's logged in as a detention.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one she write to him, the dog teared.
So she just kept writing?
She kept writing it. No, this take place about 15 minutes.
Mm. Oh, so him not in school.
Brother.
Fee educational life ruined.
Brother, the man. the man get at least 150 detention.
It's like. Yeah,
because every single time the man tears right one more with a straight face.
It's like, all right.
Because if you think.
All right. You're getting a detention. It's like a detention loop. Cause now you get a detention because you tear up the detention slip.
And you might get all of them.
You get
all of them.
That's hurtful.
I think that are the only big difference between all boy and all girl school.
Mm-hmm.
You see, all boy school, dog, too much testosterone, daddy.
To be a foolishness going
but
on.
They don't toughen you up.
True.
Like,
true.
You can't surf.
At all.
No, see, thing is, we always have. You know, it's funny.
Oh.
You see, the man them were like super soft.
Mm-hmm.
We treat them look better.
Cause it's like you know, all right. I think the it's like if them too soft, it's almost like it even fun.
It's not fun anymore.
To pick on them, You know what I mean? There's no like fight back. It, like it's just like a ball or whatever.
Yeah, it's either you have to be, I think you have to be super smart.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he's a nerd, because you have nerd, I have geek.
Yeah.
If he's a nerd, you're good. Well, now I go pick by you.
Yeah.
We don't know how we come up with this rational.
Yeah.
But it's like, would I literally, we as a dunce man, them, I say, yeah, man, them, and they keep up average high school, you know.
Yeah, so them good. Yeah, man, make sure I say them all right, because them keep the reputation.
Them keep.
You see me?
So, you see, man, like the quiz man, them, and them, with us, hey.
Yeah, man, go and do the thing. Yeah,
do
man.
Do respect. The thing. Because you serve a purpose.
Yeah.
And then you will have, like, the man, them, we're just. Not never piss me off more than a dunce geek.
Like
you know, do nothing.
Like you know it all, but you don't know nothing really.
Not even know it all. My, like, imagine like a bunch of man where them not participating in nothing. And them not bright.
Oh yeah, that's, yeah. That's
like, yo, you can't even kick a ball.
Like a waste of space, like, entirely.
Go play tennis or something.
Do something for
something.
Help out this. Do be part of something.
Don't just like.
Don't just demo.
You just like just did it.
You know, you know, part of no little crew or no little nothing.
Me feel like Casey.
Yeah.
Casey, as a school, tried them best to put you.
Like
in a position,
a group where it's like, all right, here is some like-minded people.
Yeah, because even the class them, we class them, I like that, you know. So like, we don't know if it's still like that now, but the sciences,
yeah,
used to they in our class by themselves.
Okay.
So like ninth grade, you either can go in a Gibson, Francis would have been the brightest business class.
Okay.
Forrest would have been the brightest science. Gibson would have been the second brightest science. Holden would have been the second brightest business. Decatur would have been like third science.
Okay.
But it just used to, Clark used to be technical. So like, what do you want? Like draw, build things.
Okay.
So everybody gets segregated.
Yeah. So it's like, if you still not find a...
You have to find a niche. Normally, when you find a niche, they normally put your own, like, the tracksman and the ball at them.
Yeah, I just hope so. All right, just...
You come up to, you will come to something.
Yo, I remember there was a incident at Arden that traumatized... To this day, it still kind of traumatized me. The 2000 to 05 people know that situation there. Brother... One day, they called the entire, I think this was the B block at the time. They called the entire B block to the auditorium, right? The principal, Miss Tyson, and same teacher, I'm gonna tell you, Mr. Meeks, said that there's an incident that happened and that we should all be aware of it so that this something like this doesn't happen again. And they don't think it's funny. And looking back at it now, it's like, hey, that was very wild, right? And bring a student up on the stage. And this student was responsible for peeing in the soap dispenser, right? So Mr. Meeks was saying that we don't know...
Who did it?
No, we know who do it.
Oh, damn.
That's who they brought on stage.
Oh.
Right? But we don't know when he did it. So
some people might.
So we don't know how much I want to wash in the hand with piss. Right? So for now, we would just tell y'all just avoid the dispensers until we change out everything, and we're gonna change them to a different kind that can't really be tampered with like that. And from ever since that, I've just been traumatized of public soap dispensers, bro.
You know what the funny part with all of that is?
What?
At an all-boys school,
That would never happen.
That would just be a joke.
It would just be a joke. Like,
we would literally just hear that and just laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brother, I remember having friends using the bathroom and I find a garbage bin, the whole garbage bin full of garbage, and dump it on them. Them in at the bathroom and we just dump the whole, just dump it on them. Just throw the whole garbage bin over there. Can we catch him and use the bathroom?
Can you catch him using the bathroom?
Yeah, you used to have to hide and use the bathroom.
Yeah, like if you do a number two.
That is why I made it prefer all boys school, like all girls school. You see, all boys school, we could have been like, yo, more use bathroom and I'm going to bust one, you know. Gone. Girl that you don't really want. You know, but when they are all boys school, free for all. We're doing that shit. Think about this. In primary, in high school, we used to go a whole day without using the bathroom. Whole day. Think about that. I cannot do that anymore. No.
True.
How did we do that? How did we make sure to use the bathroom before we left the house? No, comments. Think about this. Room.
True.
Think about this.
It was
comments.
A very...
We would have left the house roughly 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have used the bathroom again until
left.
6 o'clock in the night. Yeah. 12 hours of non-shitting.
And it's not like you're not eat food.
And we did that for years. Because there's people that says they have never used the school bathroom.
Because I've, in my memory right now, I can only remember maybe one time ever using the school bathroom.
Exactly.
Ever. Because it was like a last resort situation. You would never.
We would never.
like it has to be an emergency. And even the emergency, it depends. Brother, remember, you in our class, you know, have diarrhea, never want to go to the bathroom, you know, dog. Did not want to go to the bathroom. End up
shit up himself
on the seat, they clear out the whole block.
Because him never
want. Because
him
never want to go to the bathroom.
That is how we did it embedded.
Man say, yo, no, belly, I hurt my butt.
Can't use the bathroom there.
No, wicked. But you know what I always wonder too? Who are the people, who are the criminals that are like smearing?
With the wall!
Who is doing this?
Who did I get by your hand for like mark it on the wall?
Because it's clearly fingerprints and
it's
things.
Clearly
you know, it's
like somebody, what you? I don't know if them use them and wipe them. I don't know what them do, but them wipe it on the whole wall.
Why would you do that? Why would you ever do that? Who?
And this is in every school. So who is doing it?
What? I mean, someone probably guilty to, you know.
That's disgusting.
Yo, I have a bridging. Me immediately stop link with him after I'm saying this, you know. It's like one day, you know, that bridging get too comfortable with certain things. And you realize, so he's like, bro, you're a menace. Bro, one day the brother come in and him say, yo, dog, is it just me? Or you ever see like a clean toilet bowl and you just piss all over it? No. No.
I do that. That's me. That's me, right? That's me. I don't like seeing clean toilet seats. I don't like clean toilet seats.
What?
I don't like it. If it's mine, I'll keep it clean. But other than that, if I go in public, like I literally try to aim on every part of the time. Yeah.
So
I used to do that all the time.
So you were the person where if you go into the stall and you're like, what the hell happened here? Why is there piss everywhere?
Why piss there everywhere?
This, you're one of the culprits.
Yeah, because sometimes you have like the 2 mouth shot, you know. You never have a 2 mouth or a 3 mouth. Yo, man, them don't leave me hanging. Man, them don't leave me hanging. You know what me I talk about. You know exactly what me I talk about.
Oh,
yeah. But I laugh. Dog, you have to have a 2 month or a 3 month already, brother. The way you laugh, me know you know exactly. You know exactly what I am talking about. I know
exactly what you're talking about. Okay, explain for the comment.
Sit up in the damn chair. Yo, man. Comments, especially for the ladies.
Oh.
The man them know what I mean by a 2 month chatty or a 3 month chatty.
Oh, Lord.
So the thing is, the way how the male organ set up, some of the time, the shooter can be a double shooter or a triple shooter.
Yeah.
And there is single shooters, you know. But really and truly, all heap of time is a double shooter or a triple shooter. Especially if it like...
Early morning,
y'all get a four shooter.
Yeah, facts.
Early morning, it'll go everywhere except for inner, like, yeah, where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Unless you have to, like, you have to, like, transform it in a one shooter.
So, there's been a...
You can transform it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, sometimes you don't know till it fires still, you know what I mean?
Sometimes you don't know what shooter it's gonna be.
Yeah.
But if it just start, you can probably, like, and straighten and turn it from a 2 more to a one.
To
more.
A single.
To a single shooter.
Yeah, so I used to see girls like asking about like, yo, why is it so hard for men? It's like, yo, you can't aim it. Like, what's the, and it's like, you know, understand how it works, you know. Yeah, I think so. It's like you just point and shoot,
and you go right there. So
it's like no.
If you aim a gun and try to shoot something, you not always gonna shoot where you aim at. All
right, you see me? It's like sometimes
it's a double barrel shot. You see me?
Sometimes it just have its own mind. You know what I mean?
I tell you, it just depends on the shooter.
Jaja. So you're one of them culprits there that was.
Yeah,
just...
man. Sometimes it will like go around the whole room of the toilet. Yeah.
So why? Is this just to cause terror? Just to...
No, man. You see, me grew up in a house with Wallipa cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Wallipa woman.
Yeah.
And my grandmother teach me, I can't put my hand by a woman or I can't do nothing bad to a woman. So I have to just be passive aggressive. So, like my cousin them, yeah, like when they would do something, I like get away with it.
Yeah.
Like they would have like... They would have some sympathy, like change the fan, like mm-hmm. turn the fan off of me.
Mm-hmm.
And me'd be like, yo, such and such. And then I say, leave her alone. You know them things that a girl always get away.
Yeah, I know. You're just like, oh, so me. Me
so,
okay.
so me used to be like, ah, oh, watch your style. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Make sure I do it at night time too. Because, oh, my room is
me asleep, so nobody care.
No, I know, that. If I go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
so... Because I've been do this for set up woman all of my life. I've been do this all of my life. What you do is, you do it early in the morning
yeah.
or late in the night.
Oh, because them not look.
Them not the time for that. They just try to rush. So I always, every time, brother, I used to time it. I used to in my bed,
mm-hmm.
asleep. I will see them get up. I just be like, 3, 2, 1. Them just see her, oh, piss on the toilet seat. I say, got him. God damn.
Mm.
Then we just start snuggling. just snuggle back up and I say, God damn. And them hate that.
Just go right back to sleep. Like, this is what I needed.
That's what I needed to hear. I just needed to hear that frustration.
Oh, Lord, bro.
That frustration of like, why this boy?
Why him do this? It's only him could have do this, you know?
It's such an amazing, such an amazing feeling.
Help you sleep better.
I swear.
So this is why you don't use the school toilet seats. You know, use the bathroom at the school.
Yeah.
Because we know. There's terrorists out there.
Yeah, but even when we're at school, honestly, I'm not pissing in a bathroom, my youth. Me, I go in a bush.
Just bush?
Always. We would have like designated like piss areas. Yeah, Jamaica, I don't see that, you know.
For real.
Do not piss here.
Don't piss here.
You literally say, don't piss here, and you see the piss mark of where everybody goes.
Everybody
go piss.
Pisses, like clearly.
Bro, I have read, don't piss here.
And
see. Somebody up. All right, me literally, me is a man. Me there Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Me we a look so over piss. Mm-hmm. And at the place where I sit down, piss here.
It's just like, yo, but that's the perfect place
for piss. Stop right down, piss here at the perfect piss areas.
That's like video game logic.
Don't go put down, piss here in a perfect 90 degree angle where it's two like walls angle meet in a corner.
In a dark corner where
when nobody is like, no, oh, don't perfect. Don't put down, piss here.
And then we write it and put an arrow. Like say you shouldn't like
that's bro, like pint like, yo, right
don't
do not piss here
don't do that
and that is exactly when me I go piss
fully terrible
but terrible. Boy me tell my youth some brother going to all boys school my youth and see man all a piss in a buckle brother
crazy
piss in a buckle and all boy.
And this is just like regular school life.
Completely normal.
This is a normal Jamaican school life.
Completely just, normal.
You know, it actually could get way more bizarre.
Peace panel man food. Give them feet.
Terrible. Terrible. Did y'all used to like...
Fart in all man head.
Did y'all used to like skin people bags? Name something?
No, teeth bag.
You weren't... Okay, do you not know the skinning bag?
Skin bag, I just when you like
yeah, just flip it inside out. Just
oh, that's what you do when you're stealing them.
Yeah,
we do that for fun.
Yeah, just to,
oh no, we thief that.
Yeah, I mean it depends on the JanSport. You know?
So I wasn't really a JanSport man.
Yeah,
why that sound?
That
like
sounded
that?
It sounded weird for some reason, but
yeah, I like never really wear JanSport.
So yeah. I don't know comments, especially the tier 2-1 up. I don't know if y'all know, but the JanSport.
JanSport is the ultimate Jamaican school bag.
Premier school bag.
It's I don't know if people is in Jamaica. Still? Is JanSport still like the leading bag in Jamaica?
Because JanSport and you had like, if you didn't want still in the conversation, it had to be like a sport something. I'm used to say Eurosport.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the knockoff JanSport them, the John.
Joy Sport.
JanSport, JON.
Some crazy. Like, remember the money used to test if your JanSport real? Look on the tag.
Look on the tag. Yep.
Look on
yep
the buckle. For, yeah, man, a JanSport yeah, real now.
No, man. Oh, yeah, man. A Joy Sport this
one. Brother, some JanSport used to tin. You knew it fake.
Yo, immediately. Immediately. Some of them is like, bro, JanSport did not make that design.
JanSport, because JanSport is too small for me.
Yeah.
Me, I keep too much things in my bag.
Mm.
Yeah, me must say I come to school with track. Me a tracks man and me have yeah two shoes and all kind of thing in them bag.
Yeah, oh, so you need one of them big bag there.
Yeah, me was always one of them big bag.
Mm.
Mm. But no book, no night though. But yeah,
yeah, just things, just a bag
just
of
have,
things.
Just have things.
Oh, lad.
But the thing is, so we used to have tracks bag.
Okay.
So like when we did it, Nike was the sponsor, mm-hmm, so we did have like night bag.
Okay.
So every man did have like night bag where could a hold every single thing,
mm-hmm,
book, plus thing that have multiple pockets. We have like a front thing.
The clip right there. Okay, yeah. Me, I see the vision now. I'm like, yeah, you know, just always have the...
Yeah, the bag could have clip, yes, sir?
Yeah.
A night, brother. Me don't want back one of them night back there.
Yeah. Most can get them.
Brother, me never see them back. Me never see them, brother. I feel like a Casey alone, me ever see them back there.
Probably, I mean... Hey,
brother, cause I think we did go to Puma after that,
mm-hmm,
and then we start looking like everybody. Never
like
that.
Yeah, well, it was getting like the drawstring back then.
No, man, as in, so the way all schools go, all boys schools,
mm-hmm,
whatever brand sponsor you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you realize, like, yeah, watch Champs, you see, mm-hmm, every like Calabar gears, the KC gears, ICM gears, just different color.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same spikes, different color.
Mm-hmm.
Or we all get the same things.
Mm.
So it would be the same type of bag, but the KC flag.
Okay. Same but type at the time, because you had a different sponsor, it was like different entirely.
But we did have Nike.
Mm.
And when we have Nike, everybody have Puma.
Yeah.
Bro.
Top tier.
Couldn't
tell you nothing.
Brother, we just look.
Couldn't.
Brother.
Couldn't tell her nothing.
Everything what we have on just look different from everybody else. That was a brother. Can we have on Nike? We get Nike track shoes. Everybody have on Puma.
Yeah.
And we are just in a Nike.
Is it me?
Or only just sick.
Bad.
It's funny because even like, me remember Camperdown. Mm. Camperdown used to have a Adidas sponsor.
Mm.
With the trees, bro.
The stripes.
Brother, when crazy. When you see the man them, you know, the stripe.
Yeah.
I just pull my, they just...
Puma just coming out of Jamaica in a way. Like,
no, I don't mean, I think it coming out, but I just did not them support with the most. Right? Yeah. We just work with, I mean, West.
Yeah. But that also like that would also, I feel like, improve the value of like a Adidas or a Nike. Just being something different. Man, where you can say, yo, this is different.
Maybe Adidas and Nike just not as interested to. Or them can outbid
Puma.
How much of my, it's big
Puma,
business.
Yeah, Puma been.
Puma probably have some of the highest contracts.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't really, especially the underwear feed you. Puma pay you.
Yeah.
And
true.
So Puma been doing well. Yeah. In a, like the spear or everything. But just remember how nicer.
Yeah.
Them look.
Mm. Like, but even Puma must make a good amount of money still, because the amount of sportswear Jamaica do.
A Puma sponsor?
Yeah. But just the amount of sports that happens in Jamaica, like the fact that we have a champs and every school have a sports day. Do they do sports day in America?
Yeah, but remember in my youth. So, from the outside looking in, people don't understand how like elite champs is, you know?
Yeah. Champs is, I feel like champs is like a specifically, you know, Jamaican thing.
Champs
too.
Is like, champs is basically, you see like.
Champs is like Olympics.
Like literally Olympics. Champs is the pinnacle of track and field youth mm-hmm. in our world, you know. Although there is world juniors and nothing not beat champs, you know.
Mm.
Like people come at Jamaica every single year and can't believe what they must see.
Craziness.
Like,
hold
on, this not make no sense.
It's a whole, it's a whole culture in itself.
Perfect example. You see how American people look upon college football?
Yes. Yeah.
That is like, that is how we look upon like champs. You know?
I feel like how we look upon champs is probably even bigger than how American people look upon football. Like,
I'd put that the same thing because it's like how them have them like alumni and them thing they like, you know, you're like the USC alumni and the Texas A&M and the, you know, LSU. Just like how you have the big name them and everybody ride for them or whatever.
But do you think the college football scene is like as like spectacularized
bigger.
As how Jamaican treat champs?
Bigger, yeah. Crooks. A college football over here, I have 60,000 people every week. I watch it in the stadium, 60,000. College football over here, I have something named NIL, where them are paid athletes, school people.
Mm-hmm.
I get all $5-6 million for the year.
Mm. Okay.
Champs
is just for the glory.
Champs are for the, no, it money night.
Yeah.
But the school youth, them don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want them to get paid either. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take where they... I think children should be children.
Yeah.
The difference with college here is like, some of the time, these are going to be some 21, 22 years
old. Yeah, like they're 20, adults now. 21, 22, 23 years old.
I feel like 19, champs is from 12 to 19.
Yeah.
Children.
Yeah.
Don't start...
Like monetize them
try
thing and
like pay them and no, just make we compete and then we move up from that. But remember about 1 year champs, the crowd, like I think it was like 2013, champs sold out.
Oh, when people had jumped the fence and the fence teared down?
At one time champs was so packed that they said they cannot let in anybody else in the stadium and it is now a fire hazard. Like them a prayer said the stadium not just drop.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I say, yo, is it like, can I understand that there's a lot of like interest in the college one, but I'm going to feel like everybody in America. Like, it's a lot of people, but there's also a lot of people in America. But I feel like everybody in a Jamaica, like, involved in a champs when champs are gone.
I feel like I only buckle.
Yeah.
Where we care, brother. America and them football. All right. USC.
Yeah.
UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
These are two massive.
Yeah, Trojans and, yeah.
Have you ever been to one of them games?
I've never been to a Trojans game. I've never been to one of like the college football games.
I think that's why.
Yeah.
All right, watch out. You know who Coach Prime is, right?
Coach Prime?
Yeah, no, you never heard that before? Prime.
Mm-mm.
Prime time? Deion Sanders?
Yes!
You know who Shador is?
No. I don't think so.
You know who Travis Hunter is?
No.
Cam Ward?
No.
So these are all like famous
college players.
Mm. And these are not
Deion Sanders.
But these are not like normal famous.
Mm-hmm.
These are like superstars.
Yeah. Okay.
It different. In a Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
Champs man them become superstar. You know?
Yeah.
Like, but probably detached from it now, but mm-hmm. in my time, there were athletes that was like full-blown superstar.
So that's what I say. Like, I feel like that. Like
Michael O'Hara, superstar. Batman, superstar.
Yeah.
Like Jamaica had like a couple. Mattison,
mm-hmm.
superstar.
So that's what I say. You know, things say the level of involvement that Jamaica on a whole gets when it comes to champs. I feel like if we look percentages wise.
No, because it's really 6 or 7 school good every year. America, true. You have the Big 12.
True.
You have the
other
12 over here. So.
Yeah, true.
And I remember each school
mm-hmm.
has a stadium that sells out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just imagine that. Yeah. So if there is 40 schools,
yeah.
40 schools have a stadium that sells out every week.
Yeah.
That, and all of these stadiums, I promise you, have more people than what champs can hold.
Mm.
Me mind that, you true. Just there, you there, so I see a random man I walk around in our shirt with say like LSU. And yeah. he's never been there. Never that's been true. There, know nothing about it.
That's true.
Just like yeah, Jamaica. Bruins. But normally, the man them at Jamaica, when you see a man at rip a school,
like him go to school,
you
him
know him used to go to school.
Him. Somebody related go to school.
Him go to school.
Yeah. Here over you can just have people that just like, them just like the team and them just
you can just
the
like
team.
The team. Like, we watch it every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, we just like the team. Champs are 1 day. Champs are 1 week.
True. True.
Some people true. Don't know about champs until champs time. Like me, we're like, no, different meets and leading yeah. up and this and that and Gibson and then.
Yeah, me just know about champs and a champs time.
All right. You know about champs and a champs time.
Yeah.
People are talking about college football
now yeah.
and the season will start till September.
Mm.
And it done from February.
Oh, wow. And they're just like, oh, yeah, this is the next things that about to happen. You know, what about this guy and mm-hmm. this guy?
I wish there was a different. What me wish can change? There is a difficulty with the transition. In America,
mm-hmm.
majority of the sports them will take place.
Mm-hmm.
There is a transition into another level.
Like going from college level to professional?
Yeah, there is a transition.
Mm-hmm.
Me feel like in a Jamaica, like everybody know Manning Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody rate the ball of them.
Yeah.
There's not that
the
transition
that
into something else.
Like, all right, you play Manning Cup and now you can. Now there's a thing that could take you to the professional team.
Mm-hmm. And track and field are the hardest transition out of every sport. Because you see, in a football, mm-hmm. you can move from football, you can be 18.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a side with some man who are 40.
Yeah.
And ball and knock.
Yeah.
You see, in other words, track and field.
Once you reach a certain age, it's like you.
Yeah. Imagine when you're 19,
mm-hmm.
you run with high school Pitney.
Mm-hmm.
You're fast. You run 10-2,
mm-hmm.
10-1, 19.
Mm-hmm.
You're fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine them take you, them remove you from them pitney there. And then just Senegal run with big man. And big man just around 9'8".
Just 9'8".
So like, you don't get no little... The gap.
Yeah.
The gap between high school and pro...
Is ridiculous.
In a track and field, is...
And a lot of people... The comments were no...
Nobody has ever made a smooth transition.
Because people hear 9... People hear 10'2". And hear 9'8". And think...
You know how far you get, yo. Him literally can turn back.
It's embarrassing, Loki. You know what I mean? Like, that's a whole different.
There is no person that has made that transition, you know. From high school to pro.
Yeah.
Like right away.
Yeah.
There has to be like a 2-year, 3-year like blip.
Like once you. Like, if you're trying to be a professional, you just have a lucky in.
You have a time when it's like your body have to start over. Like, yeah. If you after, like, Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Bolt set the 400-meter record in a high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bolt did, like, slow for, like, 3 years, you know, or 2 years after that. You know.
Yeah. God, I think that was
04, I think him did go, like, 04 Olympics, drop out of semis.
Yeah.
Tyson Gated beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, there was a period from like 04 to Bolt never come back on the scene proper and fast again till 07.
Yeah, I was about to say like 07, 08 them time there.
And remember Bolt did around 19 when he was like 16 or 17.
True.
And then just disappear.
Yeah. In time there, when name there was like the guy.
Asafa. Yeah.
Mm.
And Asafa... Never did like super fast in a high school.
No, I feel like that was his like peak time right there. The 06.
Safa peak was like 05 to 09.
Yeah,
but the time when him did dip on top, him did dip on top from like 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, I think like when you got to like. From 7 to 9 is when the switch over from him to Bolt started to happen.
No, man. So, yeah, Bolt broke the record in 07.
07, yeah.
Yeah, Bolt run 9.72.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when them did that broke it.
Like, it was like back to back. That's like, sound crazy still.
In but. The run, like, yeah, wow.
That's
wow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I remember Bolt running like 7.6
mm-hmm.
and Safa did put it at like 7.4.
Yeah.
And then Bolt run 7.2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at one point it was, I think Asafa did what? It was like 9.762.
It was 7.7. Yeah. The record was Safari run 7.7.
Yeah.
And then him did run 7.4.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Safa PR right now are 7.2, 9.72.
Mm-hmm.
And all nobody can tell me nothing. Asafa could at least run 9.65.
Yeah,
because every time I remember seeing Asafa broke them record there,
mm-hmm.
every time I broke them record there, him stop run after like 80 meters.
Yeah, yeah. He also had like a thing with injuries.
Me didn't really believe say is a money thing. It's like he might say, all right then, if I broke it by this, if I broke it again, I get the next trick. Broke it again, I get the next trick. Broke it again, I get the next trick.
Could have been, you know.
But.
Like when I try.
So Bolt did have the slowdown. Yohan Blake probably did have the closest thing to a smooth transition.
Yeah.
Because Yohan Blake, I think Yohan Blake last year in a high school was 08 or 09.
I feel like Yohan Blake got like, I feel like him though get the credit of being, because he was, bro, I remember when Yohan Blake was like.
Injury.
Yeah, I know.
Injury.
But it was like, bro, the anticipation for him being like the next
people
thing.
Brother, people just like underdog.
Yeah. Yeah.
People is just a rude.
An underdog that look like them both would do it.
Fear underdog is mm-hmm. like, yeah. And the man did fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
for sure.
Brother, the man, boy. But me still are weird to see like that. Yohan Blake was the fast man from Champs.
Mm-hmm.
Where they continue. Yeah. Yohan Blake, Bolt, Yeah. Did fast in a champs.
Yeah.
And them continue.
Mm.
But as much as champs have so much legend,
yeah,
we still now have that big influx of like every man we fast like, make the transition.
Track.
Yeah, but then everybody love tracks like that. Some man can't, but like that, yeah, man.
I mean, do you think it's like possible to beat that record then now at this point?
9.95 yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Yo.
Got that fast, you know, bro?
Yeah, but there is a one youth.
Yeah.
There's a brother, I think his name like Tobago. Mm-hmm. There's this youth from, I don't want to get the country wrong. I don't think it's South Africa.
Comments make me know if you know.
Yeah, but he wear blue. His name Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I get his name right.
Yeah.
This man, him run like Bolt.
Mm.
Like him good got two bills. But outside of him, there is a young youth right now where I run like him want to fly off in the sky.
Mm.
But the thing is, when you see them so fast, so young.
Yeah. There's a fear of burnout early. Like
you don't know yet. So, we are waiting for see. But trust me, dog. That's why I like fly go Olympics last year.
Yeah.
World Championship this year. If me in Europe. Well, me probably go there in Europe.
Yeah, you should be.
During World Championship. Me go just fly go there.
Yeah.
Fly go there, go take in some race.
True. See what's... What's next on the horizon for the track and field?
Exactly. I'm probably gonna have like a little track start during them time there.
Yeah, that'd be sick. That'd be sick.
All right, people. Hey, make sure you know, like, share, comment, subscribe, and take in the random conversations.
You see what I say? Give us some loving in the comments. Let us know what else, see what we talk about. All right. What we reason about and thing. You see me?
All right. Mad, we're out of here.
Mad.